Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
And I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
Today on the podcast, we have Mr. Joshua Dean. He is a comedian. He is an artist. He is smart and funny. And we get to try to interview him while he avoids it by trying to interview us. Hope you enjoy.
I hate this.
So tell us about you. You're a comedian. You're an artist. Yep. You're like Instagram famous.
Oh, I hate that term so much. Yeah, I mean, I think I like to explore all facets of creativity, and I'll stick with one for a little while, play with it, you know, especially like with art, and then I'll get bored of it, and then I'll move on, do stand up, and then I'll get bored, and then I'll be like, I need to make a movie, and then I'll be working on a script. I want to do a movie, but I also want to do sketch comedy, so I'm going to write small, silly skits, and then I'm like, well, I probably should make money doing that, so let's do commercials and do it for products. Turns out in the creative industry, people will take everything you'll give them when it comes to content and offer you very little for it. So
exposure. They want you to pay your bills.
That they're offering exposure. Look at 90% of the commercials on TV and you can say that was a dog shit commercial, right? Like who the fuck did they just pay
that got approved by a committee.
Thousands of dollars.
Right. And then a director. And
somebody
then it was passed and it was
fucking
approved.
Loved it. Yes. I want to be at that table. That table where people are all sitting around and just somebody pitches their stupid fucking idea. And then somebody stands up and goes, I just love that. You know, I wish, you know, everybody that does any sort of content creation probably wishes that they were valued more than they were.
100%.
Yeah.
That's so, like both of us.
Well,
are
we're
the
giving
same
you nothing for doing this.
You're not even getting exposure.
I love that.
You might lose followers because you're on here.
No, I set a very low bar. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I set a very, very low bar of my achievements.
We're going to challenge
that and
bar.
You have a great, I will say, I'm going to give you some compliments on your gram.
Tell me.
Yeah, you do have a good gram.
Yeah.
My eyes roll back into my head and I just listen openly. This is
I
when I start actively listening.
I enjoy your font choices your quotes.
Yeah.
That's actually how I found you originally.
You looked up aesthetically pleasing quotes on pictures of selfies?
I've looked up Portland art. Portland artists, and I found your I just want to do hood shit, and it made me laugh so hard I almost peed a little.
Good.
Yeah. And then I went through and then I was like looking for more art, but what I found was lots of pictures of you with quotes by you yourself.
Yes.
You quoted yourself.
Yes.
It's like Jack Handy, but better.
It was like you were your own manager.
Right.
Yeah. And you were promoting yourself.
That was
not
good.
Through you.
And I like the handlebar mustaches that were
I hate
peppered into there. I thought they're
everybody
great.
Hates them.
Yeah,
they're great.
Them.
No,
yeah,
okay, keep
no,
doing
she's
it.
Into
I love
it. You can tell she's a few years older than me
because
she
because
likes
of
the mustache.
Yeah, no,
Yes.
That's a generational
I'm an indescribable. Hey, y'all just call me old. For
no.
The record.
Nobody said
We're
that.
We're like the same age, though.
You're projecting super, right now?
I'm really offended.
My jokes and my selfies and this weird kind of combination is I'm just as uncomfortable as anybody that sees it and says he's quoting himself and then posting a selfie.
But it's meant to be like a wink and a nod.
If you don't catch the wink and a nod, you're missing the point. Exactly. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
I hope that... I think my main objective has always been to just entertain people, you know, and once I started getting people's messaging saying, hey, you just going through some shit, you know, like getting married tomorrow, you know, whatever. And they say that something made their day better. I think that's kind of all I needed to keep to say that this was a... Oh, I have never wanted to be called that, by the way, ever.
You did physically cringe there for a second.
Okay.
Well, speaking of amazing and awesome,
okay,
I'm going to take it down a couple pegs here. They say everyone has a word that they cannot pronounce correctly. Either you learned it wrong, you adopted some little weird tick in the way you say it. Mm-hmm. What is your one word? Whether you have fixed it or you just avoid using it. And then I'll tell you mine because it's really stupid. Bonnie has one too.
Conscientiously.
Ooh, very slow. I like that one.
And I don't even think I did it right.
And you don't have to use it very often.
Conscious.
Conscientiously.
See, did you see how my lazy... Mm-hmm. I have a lazy eyelid. You'll see it sometimes. And that was almost it. I could feel my eye almost entirely closed when you made me say that.
Thinking about it.
You never asked me to say that again.
I promise I won't. Well, mine's Eskimo, but I'll end up saying it Eskimo if I say it really fast. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I learned it that way.
What do you got?
I need to know about the ghost story.
Yes.
Yeah. You told me you had a good ghost story.
This is a pretty fun story because what got me to the ghost story is probably the best. And here's the deal. You're shaking your head.
No, I'm loving this because Bonnie lives in a literal box castle right now. She's not unpacked her entire apartment all the way.
No. Okay. And now I'm past the point of where I should. So I'm just going to figure it out.
I am not a big... Thinking about the in-between of the afterlife and our physical form does not occupy my day-to-day.
You're not like a culty driven person.
You're not ghost hunting on the weekends.
No,
and for the most part, like spiritual practices in general are more novel to me than anything. So this story stems from when I moved as a kid from Alaska. The first place we lived was my grandfather's church.
Oh my God.
He hangs out there.
Wait, so you moved in there?
We moved into the basement of the church, and you'd go down these stairs. It was one large area, let's say a rectangle, and then there were basically small rooms at each corner of this rectangle. So there's a boiler, and then there were two rooms, like if you went down the stairs to the left, and one room was, that's kind of where you'd sleep, and then there was a far room. Didn't experience anything while initially living there, okay?
Okay.
My mom buys a home, so then at that point, I would just be at the church.
Just visiting with your grandpa.
So my grandfather... This is where the story gets more fun. My grandfather made his own communion crackers, okay?
Okay.
And at one point, everybody decided the body of Jesus Christ was delicious, and they started commercially selling these crackers. But Jesus' bones or body came in garlic, sesame, plain onion, sesame, and then whole wheat, and what I call the Muy Caliente Jesus Cristo cracker, which was a cinnamon cracker. Yeah, it was very good. They created a company called the Adzamas Cracker Company. And at one point, it was the fastest growing artisan baked food company in the Pacific Northwest. And it was based on my grandfather's recipe for his communion crackers. Okay.
This is amazing.
They originally sold them when we first started. So they were all baked out of the church. It was kind of an all hands on deck. Family members, they were baking them. They were putting like these brown sandwich bags with a label stapled on top. And then they'd take them to some of the local markets and they were sold as these fresh baked crackers. So it became a much larger operation. And they eventually kind of moved away from just these bags to sealed bags to where they could preserve them a little bit longer and get a longer shelf life. Mm-hmm. Church is still full on baking center at this point. And then downstairs in the basement was where all the packaging was done. Yeah. So there were old lady's like weighing it like some sort of like coke operation. In the far left corner downstairs in the church were boxes. And they were all kind of, they were empty but pre-taped. They were built up on both sides of the room, so there was essentially a walkway through the center. And then in the back, there was space. So it was like a T, right? A kind of a T shape. And so for a kid, when you have a room full of boxes, you're like, this is fucking incredible.
Right.
You're like, you guys clearly made this body of Christ cracker company for me to eventually have these boxes.
Right.
So
it's just a fort.
Yeah. It's a, my own little Maze. Jesus fort.
Jesus made you a fort.
Jesus, through Christ, I can build
anything.
A few things.
Something.
So this is where it gets creepy for me. Okay.
Bonnie and I are both giddy, by the way, right now. Our faces are excited. Like creepy kids at the front of our chair because we like scary.
So this story, this is my ghost story, right? So if this is my one, like if everybody has one, this is my ghost story.
How old are you?
I'm fucking young. Like I'm, I don't know, 5, 6. Okay. Young.
Accountable.
Young, and it was such a traumatic experience to be able to remember it in such great detail till I was, you know, till present day. It's part of the significance of it. So anyway, so I'm playing in the back part of the boxes. So the back team, it's by myself because I know I'm a lot of friends. And I'm hanging out, and my grandma calls me upstairs. So nobody else is down there. My grandma calls me upstairs. And as I turn to leave, I feel this force. I don't want to say hand because it wasn't a hand. It was a force holding onto my shirt and pulling.
The
hair on my, yeah. So it was this, it like, look at it. Oh my God. Those are the good, you can see the goosebumps.
You get really good goosebumps.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Good
but
job.
It's like, it's, I, every time I think about this, it gives me just this. These chills. I still have the goosebumps. A force that where I actually had to yank myself out of it. You know, no weird voice, no weird like come here, cute kid. Because obviously I was a super cute kid. And it wasn't like, you know, that
totally kidnappable at that point.
Whatever, I was super cute. So I run. Okay, and that's it, right? Like that's it. No other experience with it. To this day, church is still there. My grandfather's still alive. He's still a minister. I will not go in the basement of the church.
Are you sure?
And I will not go down there. I just have no reason to be down there. And so even though you see the goosebumps, here is my explanation. My explanation is that I had such a vivid dream. Yeah. Yeah, right. I had such a vivid dream at a young age that it just stuck in me like a traumatic experience as a dream. But it was so real. And maybe because they say
a true memory.
Well, the heart. Exactly. So, well, a true memory of it. So it's become true to me. Not.
What if it's like a past life memory? I feel like I dream so hard that I dream from times.
I feel like if it was like my ghost, like it was me from a past life being like, I want to look at you. You're hot. A hot 5-year-old.
That'd be crazy.
So but I've had traumatic experiences throughout a lot of the things that I've done in my life. And but this one just was so odd to have stuck with me for so long. Because every once in a while I'll remember an old dream and I'll be like, oh shit, I can't believe I'm remembering that. Such a young age that it really kind of always.
I think it really happened to you. Not to give you more bad dreams, but I think it really happened to
you. Can you give us the name of the church?
So that we can go ghost investigate?
Yeah,
we should all just go down there. It's oh my God, okay. It's not a good...
Are there crackers? So. I love a good ghost story.
I'm going to jump tracks.
Okay.
And I like to do sensual questions.
Oh.
She's taking it down.
I need to know like all about your first crush. The first crush you ever remember.
My first crush.
Who did you pine over?
It was the girl in... It was the girl in Jurassic Park.
Oh.
She had big old eyes.
And she was a hacker.
that was the attraction?
No.
You're like, damn, this girl.
I just... Because that was, 93? that's the point when I think I started really having an interest and just kind of being like,
what's up with that?
What's up with my feelings?
He felt feelings and he got a Jurassic boner.
Yeah, I had
I
had a little
velociraptor.
You did kind of.
He was a raptor.
Sorry.
It was a raptor. It was like, you know, when he like hits it on the floor. That was me. I was just walking around my house all day, like just like hitting the head of my dick.
Like the.
On
the
yep.
Sound?
What I do with my, yeah, go in the kitchen. My mom, like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, recreations,
I'm
bitch.
Raptoring.
I'm raptoring.
It's the raptor.
It's the rap, yeah. She thought I was saying rapture, but she had no idea that I was like a Jurassic Park. Pray that thing away.
Ooh.
Yes.
What is the first CD you can remember buying?
And compact disc.
Yes. And I remember this because I went to Tower Records thinking I was buying the single for Ace of Base. I saw the sign and I was buying the entire album and it blew my mind
that there was more than one song that was on the radio.
I was like, oh shit, there's all of this on here. Yeah. And then that still is one of my favorite full albums because it's so weird.
It's really good.
Yeah.
The first CD I bought, it wasn't for myself. It was, I was buying it for my brother and it's, and I remember he really wanted, it was a time when everybody wanted something from like the original, like the Chronic.
Everybody wanted
Dre or Snoop or whatnot. And like you go to the music store and you're like, oh, what do people listen to? Because you're just, you get there and you don't necessarily know, you know, you're just like, I want something popular right now. And it was Run DMC.
Yes.
But he, but it wasn't like, that wasn't, you know, you look back and you're like, oh, Run DMC is dope. But back then, everybody, when everybody wants like Chronic.
Right. Or, and the moment it wasn't as dope as it is now to
and
us.
So, and so it was like, I got Run DMC for him and he was like, what the shit? And so he get, like, so I kept it, right? He didn't want it. And I'm like, all right, man. I mean, they're all, it was all good. Yeah. Right. I like Snoop and Dre and Pac and everything, but it was, but Run DMC. When you're a kid, you tend to, you just listen to it all the time. Totally. So all of a sudden I like all these Run DMC songs that I was good with.
It makes
like,
you know every word to it because you could read the inside sleeve and then you know all the real lyrics.
Yeah, they used to. They used to give you the lyrics.
God, it was so good. Which is really important because I would sing boldly the very worst.
Mm-hmm. I still do.
Lyrics, I do too.
I'm a melody.
Yeah.
Memory. Mm-hmm. So I can like, I know how the song goes, so I can like crack a whistle. And
oh,
like,
I look up lyrics all the time.
But
I didn't.
I can look it up. Right. I can memorize it. But the moment it's karaoke, I'm glued to the screen because I've already forgotten all the words because I'm so nervous.
I get really weird. Like, I'm like, how? Because once you read it, you're like, no, like that, obviously now. Like, it, no, right. Like you, it makes complete sense. You're like, oh, they are saying that.
Who was your favorite musical icon growing up, like little kid wise?
Stuff my dad would listen to.
Like,
so,
who's the one you idolize, though, where you're like, I would love to be that
Garth
guy.
Brooks.
Oh, that's a good
very
one.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Garth Brooks.
He's a good man.
Be a cowboy when I was a kid. You know, I had this weird obsession with bolo ties.
That's awesome.
So my brother still gives me so much shit. He's just like,
do you own a bolo tie now?
The collection is still at my dad's.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are there some fat turquoise pieces?
There's no.
An eagle?
No, there's one armadillo. That's that's pretty ornate and it's got a gold border that's pretty ornate and it's kind of this glass bubbled thing with gold flecks that was you know like in the epoxy with a cowboy on a gold horse with his hat up and then it's brown and it has the
awesome
the gold.
Do you have access to like, can somebody photograph that?
I have a lot. I mean, I have access to all my bolo ties. Every time I'm at his house, he's like,
he asks me
if I want to take my
fucking bolo ties.
Bolo ties.
They're taking up a whole drawer.
I had
in the
a
kitchen.
Weird obsession with
I
Western
want one.
Accessories. But I was into being a cowboy.
Find your ugliest bolo tie and then sell it to me for top dollar.
All right.
Because I want something cool.
I have
like
one that's pretty atrocious and I made it.
What?
Yeah, I had
well,
a friend.
You can't get rid of the one you made.
But I had a friend that was, goddamn, in the beading. He had a loom, like a beading loom.
Awesome.
You know, that would make the,
hell yeah.
You know, like a loom, right? And I got really into going to the bead store with him.
Awesome.
You gotta find them seed beads.
And I was, and then they had stuff to make bolo ties.
Oh,
like they had the leather, the leather
cording,
and then they had the caps and they had the little piece for the leather cording. I was like, oh, fucking make bolo ties. He knows that she knows.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yep.
You do a good
You are country.
Brooks.
I try.
You're bolo tie.
Yes. So you're like a big dude.
Yeah. All right.
Tell us about your last kerfuffle.
He was so aggressive. He got right in my face and he's just
short?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah.
Short and young. And he got in my face and it was like, what is, why is, and because for a split second, you're like, I'm going to have to stomp this motherfucker, right? Like, but you're like, yeah. Wait a minute, but he's my neighbor.
Like, and, I'm going to have to pick this
and
little
I'm
guy
36.
Up and trick him.
Yeah. Like, I have no business fighting.
Or teaching lessons
to
other people's
any business
children.
Fighting That's anybody true. Right
exhausting.
Now.
It's exhausting.
But it's so weird children. When an adult, like he's younger than me. He's in his 20s, baby. But he's like, no. But he, when somebody gets in your face, you're just kind of like, I know I'm not supposed yeah. to react to this, but really it's hard having somebody get in your face and tell you that they're going to break your fingers if you ever knock on their door again for asking them to turn their music. This is really difficult right now.
Fight challenges are no longer fun when you're a grown up.
Well, it's,
I don't know.
Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to fight.
I like fighting.
See it.
No, yeah. I have a problem.
Really?
I really loved fighting.
Raw.
You know, as much as I think we all kind of want to appreciate, you know, have empathy for what another person is going through. Like, you know, for me, like, I have no idea what it's like to be a woman, right? None. At all.
Terrifying.
I don't know what it's like to have the chemicals that you have going through.
It's so irrational and annoying.
Your body.
Yeah.
It sucks.
As, like, and, being over 30, now I can stop and say, like, I'm not sad that I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
I'm just sad. And that's okay.
Feelings are stupid.
Yeah, no, and I'm lucky to be in an environment where I have like really cool, comfortable people I've grown up with. So I can roll into work and tell my boss, who's my best friend from fourth grade, I can roll in and be like, yo, I cried on the way to work today. And she'll be like, do you feel better? I'm jealous that you can just go cry.
Yeah.
Girl, let it out.
Hold that in.
Yeah.
I'm all about people expressing emotion. And the flip side about that is that even though we're supposed to live in this community and we're really supposed to try to help each other, it's there's this evolutionary thing where I evolved from something that was very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
It fought and it for survival. And anytime somebody comes at you in an aggressive way, it's not about rationality. It's about this primal thing. But then you have to think of, okay, but wait a minute.
Repercussions.
It's 2019.
Right.
I don't want to
get in trouble. I feel like that's what
and
I'm
that's
always worried
what,
about.
That's
like, and it should be more along the lines of like, I don't want to do harm to another person. But at the end of the day, for a while there,
I don't want to hurt
we
anybody.
Would all be done with our customer service bullshit jobs.
Right.
Go home. Right. And be like, yo, on Sunday, it's Game of Thrones. Because it was savage as fuck.
You're watching, a primal evolutionary thing. But at the end of the day, I don't want to hurt anybody. When you really just want to make people laugh, it kind of takes away this, I want to fight you sort of thing. And granted, that doesn't mean that I haven't gotten into situations or altercations throughout my life where, you know, later I'm like, man, that was silly. That's not how adults act. Because in hindsight, you can be like, that's not the best way to be.
I think we should be best friends. All right. We have a Patreon question from our favorite patron. Her name is Hannah Lippo. She's the greatest.
She's a real person.
Yeah.
She's a real human.
Amazing. How old is Hannah?
And she really talks like this. This is the best part.
Hannah's such a... I feel like Hannah's such a... Even though I know Hannah's that I've grown up with, it seems still like
seems
a 6
like a
year
fake
old's
name.
Name.
Oh, okay.
Like a Hannah. Like, hey, Hannah. Like, I want to tell her to stop touching something.
Well, her question's very grown up. You're going to really like it. Hannah asks, where is the weirdest place you've ever pooped as a child? As a fellow adventurer, I felt like this was necessary, and I'm sorry, honestly, for being born and also for asking this.
No, like I don't have any recollection of shitting in weird places. Like I understand the concept. I understand the motivation is like, hey, was it a situation where you just couldn't get out the supermarket store in aisle 7 next to the Chex Mix? You know, took
drop
a giant shit. And,
yeah.
But I have a couple stories about pooping. A manager of a store, not intentionally taking a shit, but shitting something out and then just in a dress and just picking it up like it was no thing. And it wasn't who wasn't a very friendly manager. She always wore dresses and she pooped up just. Pooped and grabbed it and just walked off. So
dropped
that was one.
A turd at work.
Yeah.
I have a probably lot of questions
you did a push that you thought was just
just a toot.
A toot. And it turned out being a third.
She wasn't wearing like
underwear.
I was a grocery bagger when I was in
and you witnessed this.
When I was a young teen.
If you had like ran by and like taken it, would you have been a turd burglar?
Oh. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Yeah. Also, she wasn't wearing panties. Issue. Let's do this or that.
Excellent.
Let's do them super quick.
We are going to ask you a question. Two answers. You must choose one of the two. We're moving on.
Yes. No explanation.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Trapped in snow or running from a tsunami?
Trapped in snow.
Bruce Willis or Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Old Cabin or Bells and Whistles Resort?
Old Cabin.
Ice cream sandwich or popsicle?
I fucking lied about that last one. It was too quick. Bells and Whistles.
Bells and Whistles?
Are you kidding me?
Fuck a
cabin.
Fuck the cabin. You're like, I can do that any day.
I want a fucking cabin. I want Bells and Whistles. I want to dance. Whatever.
Okay.
Sorry. That was a dumb.
But do you still... Okay.
Still Samuel L. Jackson all day long.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Ice cream sandwich or popsicle?
Ice cream sandwich.
Huge party or intimate gathering?
Huge party.
Bowling or mini golf?
Bowling.
Banana or apple?
Fuck.
That's the hardest question. Don't overthink it.
Apple.
Well, fuck. We have a first try for you, and it's banana themed. So we're going to eat these. Mike, your wrapper.
Oh, shit.
Feel free to describe a smell. They are called
Bananina.
Bananina. How are these
Cremosa.
They're Brazilian. And it is squishy and pasty. It feels through the wrapper. It feels, it looks like, it looks like a sugared turd.
Yeah. It looks like something I hate.
So it's a it looks chocolatey.
It smells figgy.
Like a chocolate banana.
I'm going to be real honest. Banana is not.
I know, but I'm excited.
Are we all getting into it?
Right. This was a Patreon patron voted snack.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It doesn't make a sound. It's not good.
You don't think that's good?
Don't like
Shannon
it.
Doesn't like it. I got to the heart of it.
I did too.
It's not awful.
It tastes like something that you'd get around the holidays, but...
It's like the bottom of the stocking and you eat it last. Kind of got a black licorice...
I think that's why I don't
undertone.
Like it. Undertone? I think you nailed it.
It's not
it.
As banana-y. It's like banana it pasty.
The first bite did.
It is.
Yeah.
The first bite was banana.
And it smells banana-y, so then it makes your palate feel banana-y.
I don't like how it's gritty on the outside. Do they do that so they don't stick together? Because inside they're very sticky.
Yeah.
It makes my mouth water.
It tastes like somebody tried to make chocolate and then thought about making a Tootsie Roll and then tried to make it a banana.
Like somebody that said, I attempted to make something that's really popular, but
and
it
then
didn't
they failed.
Out.
Like vegan fudge.
No I could see this being vegans. A good, like, I could see this being a popular, like, some arrogant fuck.
Yeah.
Like a runner.
100%.
Like a runner.
Oh my
goes,
God, this tastes healthy.
If I need a quick jolt
if
of
I need
energy.
A quick, like, by mile 10.
Yeah.
I have two of these.
Mm-hmm. You could take these, like, waterfall hiking.
Yeah, this is like if Luna Bar made a chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting banana. I also like the like applets and cotlets and shit. Like I like that texture.
Yeah, but this isn't even as good as those.
I like the texture.
I kind of like it. Is it weird that I like it? Like I'm getting into it.
I'm trying to like it. I even
Joshua,
took
you
another
ate the whole
bite
thing.
And I don't. You want mine? I really don't like it.
Okay. So kind of like if gumdrops were like made with actual fruit.
Right.
Rolled in a weird, like the finest sugar. That it wasn't even like sugar. It was like a ghost touch. It doesn't taste like banana.
It's like somebody whispered the word banana next to it.
There was one initial hit of banana and then it all got lost in the...
The licorice flavor is faded.
The other problem is the...
It's bitter.
The color consistency. I think I'd prefer it to be... Yep.
Doo-doo.
I wish it was like at least a banana color in the
But
center.
Bananas are only colored yellow while they're in the
When middle. They're cooked, they turn caramely
brown.
So what would make this more palatable as an actual candy is if they put
a
chocolate
shell?
On the outside of that
a
so that there's a crunch
oh,
squish
a shell,
instead of a powder squish. Because then it's like if raisins...
Like dates and raisins and a banana had like
if
a
raisins
paste.
Had like a...
Paste cousin.
No.
Came from a good family.
Maybe. So like if raisins got together, partied really, really, really hard with like a date and then thought about a banana. That's what that tastes like.
And then like licked a fig.
A little bit. Like, it may be whispered about licorice, yeah. And that's it.
This is really good. I got this at the World Market.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Delightful. B-A-N-A-N-I-N-H-A. I'm the worst at reading.
So what's your... Is this a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I'm undecided.
Yeah, I mean, I eat enough good shit that I think that I wouldn't specifically go to...
You wouldn't scout it out.
I wouldn't go to a World Market.
No, but if a little baggie of these was like hung on your doorknob, you'd be like...
That's a shitty thing for my neighbor to hang to try to make amends from his loud music. Like, you fucking dick.
No, the taste in my mouth is good, though. Uh-uh. I like raisins, though. Like, I'll buy a box of Raisinets for non-movie reasons.
Mm-hmm. We do need to know...
Oh, yeah.
...where everyone, all 12 of our listeners, we need to know where the people can find you if they're not already following you.
Yeah.
Where are you most social?
The most social is Instagram. I think that's kind of all my bandwidth is dedicated towards that one social media platform. But that's the platform that I'll announce any comedy or any projects that I'm working on. So it's really the best place. And it's very simple.
Mm-hmm. What's your handle?
But it's four letters. I made it simple. It's J and PDX, like our the number one airport in the United States.
It is the number one.
Nice little plug.
JPDX.
Yep, that's it. So
yeah,
that's the best
Joshua.
Place. Joshua.
In Portland.
Yep. But I really appreciate you guys having me on your show because we know it's going to be the next most amazing podcast.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here's hoping. That would be fun. We don't like this part, so we're going to
flip it.
Okay.
You are that.
We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
You're super funny.
Thank you.
So funny.
Very You're tall. Really nice. So tall.
Right?
We like, respect tall people more because more we're
this.
Tall.
I can give this a few more minutes.
You're just so clever. And
witty.
You have a voice like butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could read me the
Good
phone
stories.
Book.
And you're overall like a super fun guy. And hopefully we get to be best friends.
Absolutely.
Are we best friends? Yeah. Now? Can we all three be best friends?
Sure.
Okay. We'll leave.
We'll do this again soon. I know I'm working on my own sort of podcasty thing.
Yes.
So we'll do that.
And, we're here for it.
I wish you guys the absolute best and all
Let
the,
us
know.
If you want to find us on social media, you mm-hmm. can find us on Instagram and Twitter under No, You Are That. And you can also find us on Facebook under You Are That. There is a Facebook group filled with awesome people.
It is so cool.
It is just snowballing into such a good time in there. We've got baby pictures flowing, collections being shared, secrets being divulged. You're missing out if you're not in there.
Join the group. Join the fun.
Get in it. You could also contribute to the awesome and maybe get us to our goal where we could do this for you weekly instead of bi-weekly. That is the end game. On patreon.com/ you are that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of tiers. You can join for as little as $1 per month. We do first try snacks, and Patreon members can vote for those snacks. And then we're going to have a banging merch store soon. So that is going to be coming out
so soon.
Pre back to school. And if you are a certain tier in our Patreon, you get merch discounts so you can clad your body with all kinds of cool stuff.
Yep.
And do it at a discount because we love you.
Get some sweet threads for your sweet bods.
When you're 12 and you know that your mom's full of shit, it's a golden ticket.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.